Sophia, S-O-F-I-A, Lopez 5990. Chip complaints, cough, congestion, sore throat, headache, need a pregnancy test, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, no period since April, leg pain, increased weight. I've been told I have fatty liver, palpitations, dizziness. Patient is a 32-year-old woman, married 15 years, works for Justice of the Peace, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. Patient has been vaccinated for COVID-19, period. The paragraph, medications, none. Allergy, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Married 15 years, 3 children. No period since April. And her husband is here. He's a welder as well. Family history, no diabetes or hypertension or colon or breast cancer reported. Patient's alert, weight 189 pounds. Degree of cystine as above, 189 pounds, 98%, 98.6, 16, 93, 119 over 70. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, because of amenorrhea, we did a pregnancy test, which was negative. Number three, she does have copious amount of lymphadenopathy. Number four, sinusitis/otitis media noted. Number five, we treat with rosefenagram now, dexamethasone 8-10 milligrams. Now, subsequently, we'll also give a Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, and Bromfed DM. Next period, because of nausea and vomiting, we looked at her abdomen, her gallbladder, which were within normal limits. Next number, because of vertigo, we looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was normal. Next number, history of tachycardia and palpitation, ordered. Caused me to order an echocardiogram, which was negative. Next number, pelvic ultrasound shows no structural issues as far as her amenorrhea is concerned. Next number, patient has an OB-GYN that she's going to see. Next number is checked blood work. Next number is checked thyroid. Next number is increased weight. Next number is mild fatty liver. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number is symptoms of pulsating in the neck is related to her lymph nodes. Otherwise, carotid ultrasound is completely within normal limits. Next numbers come back next week. Next numbers if develops chest pain, shortness of breath, go to the emergency room. Next number, take your baby aspirin every day. Next numbers lose weight. Next numbers see the OB-GYN if the amenorrhea persists. Next number, we'll call patient with regular blood work as soon as they're ready. Thank you. Oh, by the way, this was Sophia Lopez. Today is the 28th, and she was born 5990. Thank you.